Christmas. Many years ago, I attended a seminar put on by an organization called Walk Through the Bible. They used actions to walk through the whole Bible. This was very helpful to me. Some years later, when our children were at Columbia Bible College, they had a course called The Progress of Redemption, which showed how, beginning from Genesis, God had a plan to redeem all those who would believe in Him. Let us quickly walk through that plan and see how God redeemed humanity and brought us Christmas. God created the world and humanity in His image. This was the beginning of the relationship between God and us. We disobeyed God, resulting in sin and a broken relationship. This meant we needed a Savior. God's Word tells us about Cain and Abel, Noah's Ark, and the Tower of Babel. These stories explain the spread of sin, God still interacting with us. Then God made a covenant with Abraham, promising to make him and his descendants, the Israelites, a great nation. Through Abraham's line, the Israelites, our Savior, would come. Years passed, and the Israelites became enslaved in Egypt. God sent Moses to lead them out of Egypt, displaying his awesome power. After wandering in the desert, grumbling and complaining, the new generation of Israelites entered the promised land and settled. God's people continued to forget God. He gave them judges to guide them, rescuing them time after time when they cried out to Him. Eventually, they asked for a king, leading to the establishment of the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. Sadly, these kings and their kingdoms continued to turn away and follow the gods of the nations around them. God's prophets continued to warn them, but eventually these kingdoms were conquered. Many were taken into exile, particularly to Babylon. God was always there, and eventually they are allowed to return to build the walls of Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. Approximately 400 years passed between the Old and New Testaments. During this time, major empires like the Greek and Roman ruled. Languages spread and political and religious developments occurred. God may have remained silent to ensure His message would be prepared for a wider audience and to fulfill prophecy. God was preparing the world for the arrival of Jesus at the fullness of time, as mentioned in Galatians 4:4-5. The greatest part of God's plan of redemption was the birth of His Son, Jesus, prophesied throughout the Old Testament. I often think about what it cost God the Father to send His Son, and for Jesus, God's Son, to come to earth and fulfill God's plan of redemption. The words of an old hymn stir my heart. They describe the humility of Jesus' birth. Down from His glory, ever-living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was His name. Born in a manger, to His own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. What condescension, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight, God, gracious, tender, laid aside His splendor, stooping to woo, to win, to save my soul. Without reluctance, flesh and blood His substance, He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. O glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary, and now I know Thou art the great I am. O, how I love Him, how I adore Him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all, the great Creator, became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. O Lord Jesus, you did not want heaven without us, so you brought heaven down. You laid aside your splendor without reluctance, taking the form of a man, revealing your plan through the ages, to take the penalty for the sins of the whole world. We remember with great gratitude that you, our Creator, became our Savior. Oh, how we love you. We worship and adore you at this Christmas time.